Okay, game.
What are you guys doing in the aftermath of taking down Richard Glass III and the father?
Strip club?
I thought about it, but decided against it this time. Well, unless you want to come along with, in which case, then I might go.
Ouch!
I didn't pinch you. It wasn't me.
I think we're going to make an educated guess as to who pinched her.
Well, I think the first thing I would do when I go back to my room would be call down the room service and get some food.
Mm-hmm.
And a bottle of champagne.
Okay.
Maybe some Cristal for the people who don't like that.
Oh, you know champagne and Cristal. I see we, what's the word? See, we go to the same establishments. Okay, I'm done with the strip club jokes. I'm sorry.
Wait a minute.
That was a nice ad at the end there. All right. So there's a bit of a room party for those interested.
Well, I'm going to do some quick editing of all the recordings I made of the fight and post them online so everybody knows exactly how big an asshole Richard Glass is.
You mean you're going to post evidence online? Make it really hard to find a jury, but that's okay. Go ahead and do that. All right, so you make some edits, you post them up. What edits do you make?
Keeping Helloquin's name. I'll edit out Helloquin's name and face until she's actually in costume. Actually, did you ever get into costume?
No, I was never in costume in the fight. So you're going to have to superimpose the smiley face on my pictures.
Oh, good grief.
So... You just get
all I know is that Helloquin's getting shit-faced.
Okay.
He has a lot of repressed issues.
All right, yeah, so you put a smiley face or a Helloquin picture over Helloquin. What edits do you do?
I'm trying to remember what actually happened in the fight.
Badassery.
It was a good amount of badassery.
trying to remember what happened.
So
I'll basically go through the footage for anything that might incriminate any of us and basically edit that stuff out. Anything that might give away who Helloquin was, anything anyone said that might
just
give
away
her real identity. What?
I'm just thinking that, okay, maybe you don't want to put blur me if you want to do anything.
Well, my original idea was I was just going to put like a black circle around your head.
Yeah, I suppose that would be enough, I suppose. But actually thinking about it, putting Helloquin on me is just saying, yes, I am the person that he was after, and yes, that's me. And that was my husband you killed. Yeah, that just blows me out of the water. And I got too many damn tabs open.
Is there anything else you guys want to do?
Actually, is there even in some place where you could put that kind of stuff online at this time of year? Because, yeah, YouTube isn't big yet.
No, it was just starting, to be honest. But there was other, oh no, see. And
considering how much data I probably have, I probably couldn't post it on like YouTube or anything.
Why couldn't you? And they've been around since 2005.
Really? Wow. Mm-hmm. Way longer than I thought.
Yes, YouTube is a thing. There's even a, tags that people use for superhero videos.
All right. Yeah, and I'll cut in some of the information that we picked up mm-hmm. about the ties between Glass and the father, as well as the information we have about the father himself. being a supervillain?
Well, tonight would have been his, or today would have been his debut as a supervillain.
Except for the string of robberies as well as the...
Oh, I'm sorry, you mean the father.
Yes. Sorry.
As opposed to the asshole.
Right. I was referring to one as glasses and the other as the father.
Yeah.
Damn it. Throughout that entire fight, nobody called him Dick Glass.
No.
Damn. Could have made or a pretty good joke about it. Yes.
So, you guys are going to head back to Central City then?
Yes.
In time.
Alright, well, what else do you want to do in Utah?
I assume the next morning when everybody except Technica is hungover, then we'll get on the plane and fly back to Central City.
Okay.
I'm not going to ask how she managed to get hungover.
Who, me? When did the world is a...
Not you. You already said you were getting plastered.
Yeah, this would be the first drink I had in 3 years.
All right. So, yes, anything else happening in Utah before heading home?
I have no plans.
Okay.
Other than staying away from the drunken idiots.
Going home after getting sobered up. What, anybody want some nightlife before we head up the next day? Well, I guess I have to bring my own music and my own freaking dancers.
Where's Kevin Bacon when you need him?
Like I said, nothing much. I mean, if no one bothers me, I don't bother them. I just go to sleep.
Yeah, I think we all deserve the break.
He's okay.
Smack your own baby. Yeah.
Anyways, back to the hotel.
Oh, no, this is the next day now.
Oh.
Trying to get people... I'm trying to find out, like, is there anything you're doing before going home?
No, it's Utah. What the heck is there to do?
Exactly. So, back in Central City, what are you guys doing?
I'm going to go check out Joseph the person. See if he burned the shop down.
Joseph the Rosev has not burned the shop down. However, you do find a bro's guide to necromancy.
Stocked in the store?
Yeah. Oh, like there's a big standee of it.
I'll get some thank you. Hopefully that sells.
And one thing I don't do is go home. Because if the news of what he did breaks national.
Oh, well, you have to understand that someone posted a YouTube video of the fight.
Really?
Yeah.
So I definitely don't go home.
Now, granted...
Except all the information about you was edited out.
Yeah, your face was censored. Make a wisdom roll for me.
For who?
For Technica.
You want me to make a wisdom roll?
Yeah.
Do I have wisdom? 15.
Yeah. Problem is, there is a point where he mentions your son's or your husband's name, and that's not edited out.
Well, you know what that means, right?
What's up?
Hotel in the city.
You have no problems getting a hotel. Although it doesn't seem like people are associating you guys yet, because any direct reference to you is gone.
In other words, you probably have about a day to get your personal stuff out of the house.
Oh yeah, I guess I'll hire that. All right, well, I guess I'll hire that private security company.
Yeah, but there are a few things that if someone was interested, they could definitely piece together who you are from it.
Yeah, so I'm gonna go ahead, grab my things.
Mm-hmm.
Because I gotta expect someone's gonna break into it.
Okay.
So after I get the hotel room set up, I'll go ahead home.
Yeah, so you have no problem setting up a hotel room or anything like that. That's interesting tasting.
It's like a potato chip.
Except disgusting.
He says as he puts it back into his mouth.
I figured I'd finish the chip out.
It's a perk of being fat.
I'm trying to give it an honest try.
I appreciate that.
So, what else is happening here?
Oh, wait a minute. What was my problem last time? It was... You know what? I tried to do... I finally tried to do some research on my arch nemesis.
On your arch nemesis? Who's that?
That damn dragon. See if it showed up any folklore anywhere.
Okay. So go ahead and make me an occult roll.
Intel roll, you said?
Occult.
Occult, okay.
So you're going to roll your wisdom plus occult plus your origin.
Wisdom 11, occult is 6, 17.
No, you can't have my burger. I'm under attack by cat.
You said okay. You said wisdom, occult, and what else?
Your supernatural origin.
Oh, origin.
Uh huh.
Origin. It's 9. Okay, so that makes it 30. Mm-hmm. No, not 30. Mm-hmm. 26.
The true home place of all cats.
3 dice, right?
4 dice.
4 dice. My bad.
You're adding in your origin.
Ah, thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
Don't lie on the mouse, stupid.
That was a very bad roll. Can I do that one over?
Nice.
I support you, owners.
That's just impressive, wow. Julian.
Wow.
That's so bad.
That's 33?
Huh? Yeah.
Seriously, who the fuck rolls 6 on 4 dice? Even my fortune roll's never been that bad.
All right, hold on. Morbid Curiosity coming up. There is a 1.2% chance you can roll 6 or less on 4 dice.
0.2%.
Oh, thank you very much.
No problem.
Congratulations.
Yet again,
you're no longer part of the 99%.
You're part of the other 1%.
Nah.
All right. But that's a total of 33, right?
Yes.
Okay. You go to Copenhagen's bookstore, find the Asian section, start trying to talk to the masters.
Become buddies with Brosif, Joseph the Brosif.
Joseph and the Brosif. Get that shit right.
With his bro's guide to necromancy.
Oh, God. This should be interesting.
Yes, it was a self-published book by him while you were out.
Oh, my God.
Still more impressive magic than jizzy ghost fluid.
I beg your pardon.
All right. So it looks like what you're able to piece together is that the fallen sun was born from the gods of the sky and the god of the sea. And the god of the sky saw the corruption in their child, and before he was born, banished it to the underworld.
That's not going to make friends.
And when the fallen sun learned of its betrayal, it took all the knowledge of the underworld and corrupted it.
Joy.
To steal the greatest souls before their shining moment.
Yeah, this doesn't sound very good. Okay, well, internal monologue. Well, hopefully dialogue. Is this accurate at all?
Unfortunately, the masters that have been training you.
Mm-hmm.
Are simply the inheritors of the Soul Stone.
Okay, they weren't the original souls in here.
No. They say that the souls that have been trapped in the stone go back for centuries, but it's harder to speak to them now.
Hmm. Okay.
The Soft Stone Master does admit that she is the one that failed, and the master before her tore her soul into the stone before the fallen sun could consume it.
Okay, so...
And that's why you have two masters who've been training you.
So there were two failures, not just one. Or she was the one who failed.
Yeah, she was the one that failed.
Okay.
And while usually as one soul passes into the stone, the other one fades, because she failed and the previous master made this sacrifice, she stayed behind. Or he stayed behind.
Okay. Now, well, since they both have fought the dragon in earlier times, mm-hmm. were there any weaknesses that they could tell me about that I might be able to utilize? I mean, obviously, fire and ice are my primary powers, but could it be that metal or lightning or something else might be a weak point that I could exploit?
They say, like the Soul Stone itself, the Fallen Sun is vulnerable to the Sacred Jade.
That screw me up as bad as it screws them up. Wonderful.
They also say that the Soul Stone was what gave them the strength, or the masters within are what gave them the strength to overcome.
Wonderful. Okay, so... The stone should have enough power to help me beat the dragon, even though the dragon is stronger than it usually is.
Well, the stone aided the previous wielders, specifically the strength of the masters within. But that's where you draw your powers from now.
You know what? I'm gonna look for any spells dealing with fire or ice that I might be able to use to strengthen my personal powers, because the stone can only do so much.
Okay.
The masters have done the best they can with me, so let me see if there's anything else I can do to... There it goes again. Anything else I could do to possibly give me an edge.
Go ahead and give me another occult roll.
Big bucks, no whammies.
I'll tell you what. Give me an intuition roll. Just fortune and intuition.
Fortune 6, intuition is 6. That's a 12. Okay. So, and that's only 3 dice, right?
That's 3 dice, yeah.
Well, thank you very much. That's a little better. 18, 20, 25.
All right. I will say you already know the answer.
Done. Done. Dun.
I already know the
you are the last night.
Well, you cut it out.
Show enough.
I actually have a character hunted by Show Enough, so let's not go there. So basically, there's nothing else that I can do.
That's not what I said.
Usually, I know the answer.
You have the answer.
Oh, I have the answer.
Okay. Like Bruce Leroy, the power is within you.
Okay, well, thank the shopkeeper. Oh, Copenhagen.
Are you still here?
Actually, I was just leaving. Yeah. Do you sell incense, by the way?
Do you sell incense?
Oh, what a cult place would be without incense?
A good one?
Let me just...
Oh.
Get out.
Okay. Hasta, bye-bye.
Now you know why there's that, there's this one random review online from somebody named Tech calling the store a complete hack.
Because I didn't sell incense?
Yep.
I live in a physical store that doesn't even have incense, man.
Another one?
How am I going to get my chakras realigned?
Because anyway. you got to hide the patchouli smell from Brosif.
maybe that's why he asked me if we had incense.
Okay.
Joseph's not here anymore.
Well, I go home and meditate because apparently that's the only way I'm gonna find the answers that I'm looking for.
Okay.
See if he says difficult to talk to the older masters, but didn't say impossible. So let me try to speak to some of the older ones.
Okay.
I would give advice, but I know nothing about your situation.
And I'm too hungover.
So go ahead and give me a mental plus concentration roll.
Okay. That's 14. 18,
20, 24. You begin to meditate, and you look inward, and you look towards the soul stone. The stone feels hollow, cavernous, and the masters whose spirits are in there take up only a small fraction of the vastness of the stone, like a single blade of grass growing in the desert.
Nice and poetic. So there's lots of space in here. Okay, well, can I move about in this space?
Yeah, you're kind of like floating through it, drifting through it.
Okay, well, I try to sense if there's a current or anything moving through here. Then I go with the current.
No, what you sense is that there should be a current here.
But it's completely still.
Yes. That this should be filled, and the souls of the previous masters are only taking up the space because there's a vacuum.
That's strange. And here's a vacuum. And here's kind of a vacuum. Mm-hmm. The last two masters are only like a blade of grass in this desert here. But all the rest of the masters still aren't filling up the gem.
Yeah.
Try not to get caught in the vacuum so I can actually get back and do what I need to do. And now I see why I'm asking, call me pig-headed and dense, because I can't figure anything out right now.
It's not like you don't have people you can't talk to.
Yeah. I break out of the meditation and try to contact Copenhagen.
You feel dehydrated when you come out of the meditation.
That's not fun.
Like, drained. Alright, so you call Copenhagen.
Hello.
Hi.
Bad timing, sorry. I wasn't looking at the screen.
Thank you, business.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear what you said.
State your business, please.
I need a little help, and unfortunately, you're the only person I know of who might be able to help me.
I'm insulted.
Unfortunately.
How fast can you get to that?
I don't have a super street car.
You live in the city. What would you park? All right, go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, I need some occult assistance. It seems that I can't find out. I can't. I need help, and I get the impression I'm going to need it quickly. Is there someplace we can meet? Semi-privately, at least.
Why do you whisper those jokes to me? You just say
it. I didn't think it was funny. Did you say strip club? Of course, we can meet here in my library. That's the word for library. Observatory!
Observatories and libraries are very different things. I just want you to know that.
How about auditorium?
No, it doesn't work either.
Also, something different than a library.
But I get the idea. As long as I can figure out what the word means, I say, oh, right, okay. Where is this?
Why don't you
give a mundane address?
So you mean the shop. Yeah, so Kobanek says, weren't you just here earlier? And then you realize, oh, he means the shop.
Oh. Yeah, I'll be there in about 15 minutes.
All right, so you go back over to, what's the name of your store?
Jizzy's.
Try again. Jizzy's Books. I don't think they're going to come in for the occult stuff.
Probably not. You probably get a lot of business, but no.
There's a couple of rooms in the back where you can go in and read certain sacred texts alone.
Okay, a documentary on them, perhaps.
If I called it the apothecary, then it would really not make any sense.
Unless you sell herbs.
I don't know. Something magic-y. The magic shop. There. That was all fancy. With a CK, a P, and an E on the end of the shop. There you go.
So it's the MagicShoppe.
Okay.
Okay.
That's probably why I went there in the first place. It's like, okay, it's someone who might know something about magic. Possibly.
Okay. So you go back to the magic shopping.
Oh. Once I got the phone, though, I did try to rehydrate if I actually am dehydrated.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's easy enough for you to just, like, you pound, like, several glasses of water.
Yeah, I stuck my foot in a light socket. Okay, no problem. So, go to the shop.
Okay.
And look, wait for,
Copenhagen.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm there in the front where I can see him. Yes, okay, cool. Hi there.
How may I assist you, young man?
Well, the problem's bigger than just me. He explains in as much detail as he can actually piece together logically. About the gem and this dragon that, if it goes unchecked, is going to probably destroy half the planet and eat the other half.
Really? Dragons, you say? Do I know anything about this?
Unfortunately, the gem was created to counter the dragon. But there was a failure. The dragon wasn't defeated. The gem's prior master was.
So naturally you've come to me for aid in conquering a dragon. I can see why you would choose me. Of everyone in the group, I am the most qualified in battle.
While I wish I could, I think the problem is that I have to be the one to defeat this dragon. So I need as much help as I can get. I don't know if you actually got involved, if it even would stick around. It might just flee.
Ow. Well, I say I ruffle your hair and go, of course, I'll let you have this one.
Wow.
How old is Copenhagen?
Old. Like, well past normal years.
He looks like late 40s, all right?
Yeah, very useful.
But he should be dead any time now.
Yeah, well, I won't kill him.
All right, so let's go ahead and have Copenhagen make an occult roll. So that is Supernatural 11, Wisdom of 12, a cult of 12. So 35 and 4 dice. Is that middle one a 6?
No.
Alright, so 13 plus 35. That's 45, that's 51, and a 6. Okay. Here's what Copenhagen is able to dig up.
Everything. Is that awesome?
Yes, everything, because he's awesome. I'm just going to read this out, and I will let you guys draw your own conclusions from there. Okay?
All right.
The child...
I'm not currently involved in this situation. I will draw no conclusions.
You're already drawing a conclusion before I've started reading.
Haters gonna hate.
The child of the gods of the sky and sea, he was cursed with the evils of the world. In his infinite wisdom, the god of the sky slew their child in the womb and cast the child into the land of the Yomi. There, the god spirit was taken in by the great king Inma. Over 10,000 years, the Lord of the Dead raised the god child as his own, naming him Byodoshin. In his studies, Inma taught the child to read the spirits of man and the secrets of the I Ching, along with how to summon his natural gifts as a dragon god. Over the millennia, Lord Inma learned of Byodoshin's foul soul. As the judge of the underworld, he knew that it was his duty to see the wickedness purged from his son. As his father, he could see no harm come to his child. Instead, Great King Inma found a place in the underworld and a role that only wickedest souls might fulfill.
A what?
In the underworld, or I'm sorry, I'll read that over again. Instead, Great King Inma found a place in the underworld and a role that only the wickedest soul might fulfill. It was Byodoshin's charge to find the purest souls and ensure their passage to the gods. And for another 10,000 years, Byodoshin served his role as a dutiful son. On Byodoshin's 20,000th birthday, Lord Inma brought his son before the god of the sky and god of the sea to show them that the wickedness had been purged from their child. It was then that the darkness that lived within Byodoshin's soul truly bloomed to life. Outraged by the deception of Lord Inma and the abandonment of the lords of sky and sea, Byodoshin fell further than any could have understood. Enraged by the games of the gods, Byodoshin corrupted his duties. No longer the herald of heroes and saints, it would be he that ended their lives before their greatest accomplishments. In his shame, Great King Inma shed a single tear. Taken by the god of the sky, it was formed into the Ishi no Tamashi, the soul stone. With it, the god of the sea entered the dragon lines and harnessed the powers of the earth. The soul stone was then given to a simple Okinawan farmer and the first destined to be taken by Byodoshin. The Ishi no Tamashi gave him the strength to stand against the fallen sun, but the stone was drained, and so upon his death, the farmer gave his spirit to the gem to perfect the next who would be taken. And so it has been throughout the centuries that have passed.
Okay.
Yeah, so, you know, that's my story.
Well, that, except for the deity's involvement, that's basically what they were telling me. Or they probably told me and I forgot.
Actually, you've seen the lineage of masters from this Okinawan farmer all the way up to you. You had a dream several nights ago about that.
I thought it was just a dream. It's not. An Okinawan farmer who was a master.
Master is a bit of a misnomer.
Well, he was strong enough to fight off the child of two deities. So it's not. He wasn't a joke in the first place.
But he drained the soul stone to do it. That's why he gave his soul to the stone.
What can I do to try to recharge the stone?
Okay, give me another occult roll. Yes, we you're able to support, so get a plus 12 to your cult roll. Because I think your default is just going to be higher than his occult plus wisdom.
Okay, occult and wisdom for me is 17, so yeah, probably.
So it's actually going to be 29 plus 3 dice.
29 plus 3 dice. Will you hush, phone?
This is how I'm keeping this in mind. 29.
I'll be right back, y'all.
You okay?
34, 36.
42. So, the original Soul Stone was filled by entering the Dragon Lines. And because you got a 42, I will explain. In Feng Shui, in the I Ching, Dragon Lines are the natural lines of energy that cover the Earth.
Ley Lines.
Dragon Lines. Ley Lines are a European concept that are extremely similar and are often connected by standing stones. You can almost think of it as a ley line is a dragon line that's been harnessed between two points.
Okay.
So a dragon line flows naturally, whereas the ley line has been harnessed.
Okay. So is it...
But they're close enough for government work.
Okay, so is there a way to find a dragon line?
I'm sure if you had a...
See, while Technica could probably find ley line information easy enough, I don't think she could find dragon line information.
I'll let you spend the willpower to do it.
Duh, the stone was filled from originally. Of course it's going to sense it.
Yep.
Okay, yes, I spend a willpower point. Find a dragon line. May not be the closest one just because I'm dense, but I'll find a line.
There's actually a crossing of two ley lines in the basement of Copenhagen's bookstore.
Which I knew all along.
He just didn't know it was important.
Oh, that whole thing.
Okay. Okay, since they're crossing in his basement, they weren't harnessed by anything, so they still count as like a dragon line, basically.
Yeah.
Oh. You realize you've had a dragon line down there all this time?
Two
of them. Yes. So you did know they were down there. Okay, cool. So.
Why do you
think those? If you allow, I'd like to make use of your basement to try to recharge the stone.
But you're going to give me.
Well, what price are you asking?
I was joking until he said that.
You said that in character?
Sure. Yeah. I said I was joking until you said that.
Okay. Right now, back.
I'm at this
point where I need to do this, and anything in my power to do it, I'm going to.
All right. So.
I'm not rich. That, unfortunately, is another compatriot. But what I have, I'd gladly give.
Damn it. You can fix stuff. Well,
I'm in need of a chauffeur.
Oh! Hey. No biggie.
A permanent chauffeur.
Well, if I fail, we'll be permanently dead, so it doesn't make a difference.
Fair deal. Shake on it?
Yeah, shake on it.
Don't worry, it was actually called the Kato Show. You're in safe territory here.
Okay, well.
All right, so you go down to the basement, and at first you don't feel anything, right? But as you stand at the nexus of these two dragon lines, you feel this kind of warmth, almost like you're standing in a warm ocean current. And you can feel this heat building in your chest.
Well, that's just dragon pee.
I like you.
And now we know what the dragon lines actually are.
Okay, well, and, since my mind gets in the way of all things mystical, I'll just meditate right where I'm at.
Yeah. So when you come out of your meditation, the soul stone is glowing with a faint green aura that it's never done before.
Yeah. Red stone, blue stone, green glow. Hey, no problems. I'm assuming it glows only to mystical powered.
Yes.
So it's not going to like shine through the streets.
Well, it fades once you walk out of the basement. But you can still feel that warmth in your chest.
Okay.
All right. So what are you guys doing over the next few days?
Well, now that I think I know what I've done everything I can, I start looking for anything that's unusual. Okay. Actually, I'll ask Technica for anything weird that may have cropped up in the news.
Okay.
Define weird.
Dealing with the thing you hate the most. Magic.
Fucking magic. Is there some way I can blame this on Copenhagen?
Well, he did help me out.
All right. Blaming Copenhagen.
I'm sorry. I can't hear you over the sound of me coming through.
You guys tell me, what is the threat that you find? Well, let's hear from Technica and Heliquin, since this has really been you and Copenhagen so far.
What's the question again?
What's the threat? Once you guys start looking for a threat, what is it that you find? It doesn't have to be supernatural, just tell me what it is.
Well, I vote Sleestacks.
Lizard men? Are you saying more Chimera?
Yes.
Well, I was actually going with, Sleestacks, lizard men.
From Land of
All
Lost.
Of a sudden. From what?
Land of Lost.
Yes. Lizard men have started cropping up in various places.
Okay. So the question is why?
I don't know. All I had was, I thought we needed Sleestacks.
Well, reality could be falling apart. And that could be the threat that the dragon poses unless he ends it. And all these rifts from far back as when the whole situation occurred that formed the Soul Gem in the first place was designed to try to curtail. Maybe some like a better version of Dragon Wars.
You missed the whole backstory on the Soul Gem, huh? Mm-hmm. Since we know that Michael Fage is completely fine with fucking with the walls of reality.
Oh, that asshole. I forgot about him.
A dragon. Let him be a dragon.
Yeah.
So it starts off with lizard men. You find out that Michael Fage is up to his old tricks. And you guys end up with a battle against him, an army of lizard men. And where is this fight going down?
Smack in the middle of the streets of Central City.
Oh, thank God.
Okay, what district?
The main, the rich place.
So like the business district?
Yeah, let it be in the business district. This way, there's no denying what has happened.
Okay. And
in this way, if we get defeated, it's that much greater.
All right, so describe the fight to me. All right. We're not going to roll any dice for this part of it. Just tell me what it looks like. You guys are in the middle of this fight.
Pew, okay. Pew, pew.
All right, the lizard men now have laser guns.
Equinox is probably trying to square off against Phage, since he seems to be the biggest threat.
Okay.
The area around where Phage is has probably been slagged and frozen quite a few times as his defenses keep bouncing shit off.
So you guys are kind of fighting in this cratered out, like, corner? Like, it's actually, like, depressed down and, like, there's, like, smoke rolling off of the crater and stuff?
By this point, probably, yeah.
Yeah.
But you know what? I see the lizard people carry around staves similar to that of the Jafar warriors.
All right, so it's not laser guns, it's laser sticks.
Yeah, shoot magic bolts. Yeah.
Staff weapons. Wonderful.
Well, of course, they shoot magic missiles at the darkness.
Okay.
Yeah, but I don't think it's dark right now.
Well, they're evil, so they attack the light. I think it's supposed to, yeah, and the whole idea, the fact that the staff is more of an intimidation weapon.
So what is Heliquin doing in the middle of this melee?
She got a backpack of ammo. She knows how to use it.
So she's, like, taking on a group of lizard men?
Oh, hell yeah.
How about Technika?
I will spend my time flying around adding support, since I can't really match, if I remember the fight against Phage correctly, I can't really match up against his defenses with my attacks. I barely was able to hurt that fucker.
Yeah, but you have a ton of lizard men, like hundreds of them.
Right, well, that's what I'm saying. It's, while I'm flying around, I'm either giving support, trying to distract Phage, or defend Equinox in between trying to help Heliquin fighting the lizard men. Okay. As the only person here who can fly, I probably have the best mobility to switch between assisting each side.
Okay. And we also established that Copenhagen is firing off blasts of spectral energy. His ghosts are all trying to hold back these lizard men. Oh, he's firing at Phage while the ghosts are distracting some of the lizard men.
Let's fuck that guy.
And let's hold it right there.
Stop. Okay.
And when I say hold it right there, I mean time freezes. Michael Phage has got his arms in the air. There's this column of energy coming down.
Warning, incoming game. Warning.
A new challenger has entered the field.
And let's have everybody roll initiative.
I think, Dave, I think you missed out a great chance to shout, "Surprise, motherfucker!"
Time flies, motherfucker.
Time does fly, motherfucker.
Initiative.
If you want to, after the game, we'll get some.
Yay! I love you again.
You know what? I see Heliquin being in rather rare form for this fight. Can I spend a willpower to double my die roll?
Technically, yes, but if you've already rolled, it's too late.
Ouch!
I haven't rolled yet.
Yeah, you can spend a willpower to double your die roll for initiative.
Yeah, because I have a feeling I'm going to need it. You're going to be civilians that need saving. Julian's going to need his ass taken out the fryer. And I'm going to have to be there to help him. All right. Not bad. 12, 24 plus 21, 45.
Do you want me to roll your initiative for you?
Yes.
Okay. All right, and what is Equinox's initiative and
38.
Technica's initiative?
41.
I'm slow as my hair.
Well, one of the initiative stats is intelligence.
And keep in mind, I use a willpower point, otherwise it would have been a lot different.
Time freezes, and everything seems to fade to shades of gray. Equinox, you see this withered old Japanese man.
It's a trap!
Walking down the street like nothing's happening. He's got these liver spots on his forehead and on his hands. He wears a plain suit. As he walks towards you, you realize that you can move. He says, so, little Gaijin wants to play. Are you ready to hand over your soul to me? I can make this painless for you.
Nah, doesn't work for me.
Hmm.
Guess we just have to do it the hard way, huh?
That is quite unfortunate. So he kind of just puts one hand out, kind of like stretches it. You can hear like bones creaking and cracking.
Okay, so hopefully I haven't spent too much willpower in this fight. I have a feeling I'm going to need it. Maybe basically it's like, yeah, this is the dragon in his disguise. Wait a minute, I saw this guy before.
Yes, you did.
You son of a... I am so going to kick your ass.
Is that not my job?
No, you were doing your job excellently. Him's the one I'm going to kick his ass because he's sitting there laughing at me this entire fucking time.
No, I'm just laughing.
Not you.
Once again, Dave is successful.
That foreshadowing bit is kind of interesting, especially when you're distracted.
It's not
okay,
like
how far away?
Three months. No, I have been setting this up for 3 months.
Yeah, you still. Okay, how far away from me is this guy?
He's like short range to you. I mean, there's maybe 10, 15 meters.
Okay, this guy jumped over a few lizard men, that's all.
No, he just walked around them like they were nothing, it didn't matter.
Oh, so it's clear space between us. Yeah, so I go after him.
All right, well, describe what you're doing.
Well, I do spend the willpower point first to blast another crater underneath his feet, hopefully knock him off his feet for a second while I run up to him to try and punch him.
Okay, so your first action is you're going to spend a willpower point, make a ranged blast.
Correct. 20 plus 3 dice. Okay. 29. I'm rolling really low tonight.
Okay. So, describe how you throw out this blast.
Man, which side is fire side anyway? This is right side. Okay. I start to move.
Mm-hmm.
And undercover, well, not undercover, but as my right hand moves forward, I kind of flipping the energy ball
okay.
in front of me to hit the ground beneath his feet.
All right. So he just holds his hand out. The energy ball stops in midair and then launches itself back at you. How much damage does it do to you?
Actually, nothing, because my arm is tougher than it is.
Okay, so take one. He says, that is an interesting technique. I believe I remember the soul that taught it to you.
Yeah, that was unique.
And for your second action?
Well, like I said, we're on to punch him.
Okay.
I didn't get the first part right, but punching
him. So that's a rapid action. So go ahead and make your attack roll, just to make sure we have the right numbers here. You're doing your Burning Fist, right?
Correct. Yeah, the first one was the favorite attack. This one is the Burning Fist. I won't actually hurt him.
Okay.
So
you're rolling at a 18, but you're rolling 4 dice with 13 wounds.
10, 16 on the dice. And what do you say I'll start rolling with?
18.
18, so 34 then.
Okay. So you run up, and what's this hit look like?
This is the Burning Fist, so, well, knocking him up didn't work, so let's try knocking him down. So it's kind of more of a...
Like,
kind
an, overhand, of a like an overhand punch?
Yeah.
Okay. And it's 13 wounds, is that correct?
It is 11 wounds.
Since you did a rapid action and you have the specialty for it, it goes up by 2.
Okay, so 13 wounds then, yes. Thank you.
It says... that is a good technique. As he, you hit him, he kind of moves a little bit. Copenhagen had to step away, so we'll go to Equinox. You started off.
Yeah, try to punch him again. I mean, actually, no, I'll try to kick him this time.
Okay.
So spin kick, try to see if I can break a couple ribs, slow him down a little bit. Actually, to do the rapid attack, I'd have to declare both attacks, right?
But it's the same situation. Your attack roll would go down to 13, or go down to 18. You would roll 4 dice, and each hit would do 13 wounds.
All right, well, since that's how he was surviving most of when we started this game, I'll go back for the rapid attack again. 18 plus 4 dice. 32. Are these hits like really? Am I getting solid hits, or just seem like I'm just barely hitting him?
Oh no, you hit him. He just didn't move.
Oh shit!
And what was your attack roll there?
Oh, that was 32.
All right, so you connect with your spinning kick. He goes to catch it, and your foot slips between his hands before he can lock down.
Okay.
And that's 13 damage.
Okay, and. The second half attack is continue to spin and try to punch him in the head.
All right. So again, you connect with that second hit, and for your second action,
hold my action because if I'm not moving this guy, I may need to dodge.
Okay. Technika, what is your strongest connection to Equinox? Like, what binds you two together?
What binds us? Well. Considering the number of times we have fought side by side and the fact that we have both gone out of our ways to protect the other from harm,
uh-huh.
I pretty much value him as an ally and a friend.
Okay.
Plus, she doesn't hate him like she hates Copenhagen.
So you have this moment where you realize that you've been frozen midair for several seconds. And you see, again, like everybody on the battlefield is not moving. There's this column of energy Michael Fage was calling down. And you see Equinox in a struggle against this old man. At the same time, Equinox, you see the color return to Technika's body. Like she goes from gray to like her natural colors.
Okay.
Technika, what are you doing?
Well, first I'm going to curse magic and everything it stands for.
Don't be angry with magic because you can't hack it.
That's exactly why I'm angry with magic. What the fuck are you talking about?
It's not hackable.
Yeah.
Womp womp.
Oh, Equinox is fighting old guy.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is frozen. Except, apparently, the three of us at the moment. I'm going to blame old guy.
Okay.
I will fly down a little closer to the fight.
And you hear him say, "That is a solid, solid technique. I will enjoy devouring it."
Well, now I really don't like this guy.
And I'll also point out that you see him land that second hit. Right, so like he's spinning in the air and comes down, and the old man barely seems to move.
How much does it cost to give yourself a power boon for an entire scene?
6.
Ouch. Ah, crap. Is there something? I know there's ways to gain willpower.
Uh huh.
What are they?
Drawing on a drive or a calamity, which is you can make the situation worse.
Yeah, I don't think we need to make the situation worse.
Oh my god, we can do that? Yeah. If you fail a roll or opt to fail a roll and accept the consequences of it, like you basically you give yourself a critical failure, you gain a willpower. And some of the dangers there are like environmental changes, you take damage, they get a free hit on you. Do you want the old man to get a free hit on you?
Not really.
No,
I don't want
this old man to hit me at all.
I mean, if he just barely budged, if Equinox tagged him, probably
right, well,
not good.
I guess I'll just shoot at him.
Okay. Go for it.
I need more tacks. Let's open with a whammy. I'll burn 3 for amazing critical.
Okay.
And fire off a repulsor blast. Where is dice? Yay, I got a 6. First time for everything.
What's your total attack roll?
30, 42, 43. Do I hit?
Yes, you do. How much damage does that do?
13 wounds, and I doubt he'll be knocked prone one range increment away.
He took an active defense, so no.
Did I actually do any damage?
Well, you blast him, and he looks up at you. He says, "Ah, I see you've done something so few apertures have done. You've made a friend."
Son of a... I look at him every second and go, "Fuck you, asshole," and shoot him again.
Go ahead.
I'll try a shock dart this time.
Okay.
See if you like electricity, fucker. 38. Compared to that roll, I probably missed.
No, that hits. How much damage does that do?
5 wounds defended by quickness.
It says, "Oh, and your friends have a flair for this modern magic. Heliquin, what is your connection to Equinox?"
Let's see. Besides when I first saw him thinking I would get laid that night, it didn't happen.
What's your most meaningful connection?
Booty call. That's a pretty meaningful connection.
Let's see. I've cared for his injuries in the past when he got all jacked up. I forgot who. That was by him again, wasn't it?
I think every time he's gotten jacked, that was by Phage.
That was Phage that time, right?
There was that one time early on where the Night Warden cold cocked you.
Oh, yeah, he got that super fucking critical and knocked you fucking senseless. I remember that.
Yeah. Though. Yeah. I remember I took some time to take care of him.
Yeah, and you took him to the hospital.
They had to pay for a new bed because I burned it with the last one.
Yeah, I remember that.
As you're thinking about that, you realize that you have been standing there like this for several seconds. You then notice Equinox and Technica battling this old man, and the old man pulling a shock dart from his neck and flicking it away. Ah!
Nice timing there.
What do you do?
You know, for a while, I thought this was Phage we were dealing with.
No, Phage is still frozen in time. He's got his hands up like this, and there's a column of energy that's, like, coming down that stopped in midair.
Ah. Actually, to tell you the truth, this guy's helped me out. I've helped him out. We've gone through... I've shed blood for him. He has for me.
Okay.
If he's gonna go down, it's not until I go down first. Not that I want to think about that person. And if he dies, it's gonna be for completely different reasons, not for this schmuck, like old age.
So what are you doing?
All right. Well, I would love to shoot the shit out of him, but you know what? I mean, this is something I almost wanted, because Mike gave me this crazy idea. I mean, I'm a relatively intimidating woman, even though I come across like a joke.
Okay.
And the whole idea behind getting that extra, having a permanent boon to add to your stuff appeals to me to the point. I mean, I'm intimidating. I want my fightings to be intimidating to this guy. I want him to think twice about hurting him. So I was thinking about trying to add the boon to have the intimidation add to my my base attack.
You can do that.
That'll cost me the 6, right?
Yep. And now you can add intimidation to your offensive rolls for the scene. It
says, "Hey, Kwai Chang Kane. Why don't you go ahead and take me on the size, you freaking punk?" Oh, I'm going to go chop sake on your ass.
Ah! Just roll the dice.
I know. Come on. But this is the way she would do it. She's undeterred.
Yeah, but that's not very intimidating.
I'm not very intimidating. She's better than I am.
All right. Yeah, I do that walking on the street. I don't try.
I know that. Hmm. All right, so 39 plus 9. That's 48.
That hits.
All right, 13. And no ones to worry about, yes.
All right. And for your second action?
I don't want to get hit. I'm keeping that for a freaking active defense in case he does. But I'll hold off until he decides who he wants to attack.
So, Copenhagen, tell me about your strongest connection to Equinox.
Gee, well, thanks.
Obviously, Copenhagen has to protect Equinox, otherwise she loses her chauffeur.
That's a bitch.
I said at one time that he agreed to go to the strip club with me. What, you mean yesterday?
Yes.
Oh, that's so sad.
We were bros, knee-deep in hoes.
Copenhagen fades into this temporal stasis. What are you doing?
What does that mean? Is that
mean I can't move? No, I mean everything. You were frozen. Now you're not frozen. Mm.
So no, sorry. I was trying to lay the baby down. What was happening?
The big fight with Michael Feige and the staves, or the lizard men with the laser staves, froze all around you.
Okay.
This old man showed up and started stomping on Equinox. He's here for Equinox's soul.
Oh! Does this have anything to do with that? Equinox has like that.
Weird, yeah. Thing.
Okay. Sometimes I listen.
This would be that whole thing you guys just uncovered.
Mm. So far, I've like. Is he taking any hits?
He's taken several hits, and he's like brushed them off as if they're insignificant.
And I get three things.
Well, you have two things you can do. Your spirits have one thing, and your daughter has one thing.
Well, see, I have to use one of them to summon the spirits. And I
no, they're already there. Because you're in the middle of a fight. They're already there.
Okay, well, I would like to see if, my spirits can do anything to them.
All right.
Like, even if it's just distracting.
So your phantasms can apply a minus 6 to him.
Okay.
And then roll 3 dice for your phantom blast.
Do it twice? So I'm going to shoot it twice?
Uh-huh. So let's resolve each one separately.
Okay. 10.
Okay. Go ahead and roll your second one.
Oh, hey, you like this thing.
Alright, and those do 4 damage each.
Oh, is it? So it's not every blast that's 1 powerful, it's just every time I get a turn?
Well, so what happens is you'll have to sustain the blast. So now that you've hit... Right, like you fired off 2 blasts. On your next turn, if you sacrifice your actions just to maintain the blast, you'll automatically do the damage you did plus 4.
I only have to sacrifice 1 action for each blast, right?
Well, you have to sacrifice your whole turn to maintain a blast.
Bullshit.
No complaint.
Says the person who gets 4 actions a turn.
Yeah, I know, it's not fair.
Copenhagen now shows up and just starts blasting the old man. Ah, Western necromancy. How quaint.
Shut your filthy mouth.
Do you not know that I have been trained by the god of dead himself? He who will preside over your soul when you are deceased?
Have you never heard of my bro?
Yosef? He's not on my list. Equinox, it's your turn.
it seemed like the team is actually all here.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And he still hasn't budged.
Nope.
That's not good. Okay. Yeah, I'll stick with just with one attack this time.
Okay.
So that's 31. Nice. 39.
Okay. So what's his attack look like?
Well, he tries to be slick and try to transfer the fire from one hand to the other hand and then hit him. So it's trying to kind of a mini surprise.
Okay. So the surprising part is when the fire blows up in your face.
Hmm.
Take your own damage. You transfer the fire from one hand to the other, then go to blast, and he holds his hand out, and the attack just reverses back at you.
Yeah, if Copenhagen's played... I'm not Copenhagen. Phage has done that shit before, too.
Oh. But you two actually know each other.
Yeah.
And for your second action?
Okay. I try it again. Being silly, but I'll try it again.
Try again. Show me your best.
Well, that's better.
Over here.
44 this time.
All right, so that hits.
Go.
How much damage does that do?
Oh, there we go.
That does 11 wounds.
Okay.
He says that is better.
The idea being, if he's holding an active defense, if he tries to defend against me, one of the other guys can hit him. That was the idea.
He says, now I see a worthy opponent.
You know what?
And
I'm not even going to worry about him.
The flesh shreds from his body as he begins to grow to an enormous size as a giant serpent.
Venga.
No. This action is shortly followed by fuck me, from above.
He says, now your souls are mine.
No way.
Fuck you, Shang Tsung.
And he expels the very essence of death.
Well, that's not good.
No, it's not.
Nope, because, I already used my action, so I can't dodge.
So, let's see here. Anybody who wants to take an active defense probably should.
Oh, this is for everybody, huh?
This is for everybody.
Well, okay. I'm glad I saved that other defense. That other.
Ooh. Well, this is a new round.
Was it?
Yeah, I'm at the bottom of the round, so I'm
glad I used the other action for that.
If you have an action at the end of the round, doesn't something happen?
Yeah, your initiative goes up by 5.
That doesn't really help Hello Quinn. She's already the fastest one here.
Yeah, that's why I was going to go ahead and just leave. I already said I was going to leave it for active defense.
But, Julian, if you really want to take an active defense, you can spend 3 willpower for the surprise and action feature.
That's true.
I'm sorry, repeat. 3 willpower for what?
It's called a surprise action. Gives you a free action to cost 3 willpower.
Yep.
Okay. If I can tell this is like death coming at me, then yeah, I think I might want to do that. So I'm down to 2 willpower. This sucks. Okay, active defense.
I will point out that this attack's coming at everybody.
Oh, I realize that. Let me just make my roll before I forget.
Oh, this is going to suck.
Are you okay?
I'm fine. You're not going to be in just a second, though.
Fine.
So that's your normal defense plus the 3 dice, right?
Plus the dice,
right?
I'd feel bad for you, Dave, but fuck you, Andrew.
But what?
But fuck you and your hair.
31. Well, easy 41.
Oh my god, and it looks so painful what he's doing. I just witnessed him pull a nice clump out. It's like stuck in his hands.
Yep. And you did that to me.
Yeah, that's okay. He does it to me all the time. Oh no, see, it's just one strain. So my punishment isn't going to be that bad, right?
Alright, so what's everybody's defense rolls?
49.
41.
You 41 dropped. As well.
Oh, fuck, I'm gonna die.
What was that, guys? 41 and 41?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. And I forgot what Archie had.
49.
Alright, so...
I have it on my screen just in case you need it.
Isn't Copenhagen's big defense barrier?
Copenhagen burned both of his actions already.
Oh. So three willpower.
Do you want to spend three willpower? Three willpower.
I only have four. Don't I only have four?
You have five.
Sure.
You don't have to, but it might be worth it.
Yeah, I will do this.
I will the fog of death sounds really, really bad.
Yeah, just a little.
So you have a 12 stamina barrier for this action. Mm-hmm. And since no one beat the attack roll of 66...
Ow! Oh, fuck me.
Everybody can take 26 wounds.
Oh, fuck me.
I'm going to make 10.
26?
Uh-huh. Minus your armor.
What was it again?
Oh, minus armor, right. So, neg 2.
That sounds like the
message. All right, so you have a barrier of 12. Which it blows right through. You have one armor, so that's 13. So you take 13, you are down to 2 stamina.
What's that?
Oh, I'm sorry. It's 60 because Copenhagen spirits are applying a minus 6.
Welcome.
Thanks. Doesn't help, but thanks for trying.
Yeah.
Hold on. He was being distracted.
It's still a 60 on the attack roll.
Yeah, we're still all fucked.
Yeah.
I'm out cold.
Super runaway.
Let's see. Let me see what my constitution is and see if I can make a survive death roll. Nope. Negative 6.
Do a flesh wound.
No, that's what I'm doing.
Flesh wound.
It's 2 willpower and you regain stamina equal to the willpower. So if you're at 6, you spend 2, you get 6 health back.
Okay. Yes. Now, what was I using? Was it Outlast while I was using that I didn't go down last time I fought Phage?
Is that 26?
Yeah, when you're making death rolls, you get to add Outlast to the roll.
Okay, well, okay, should be at minus 2, so I need to make a roll, right?
Well, your... Let's take a quick look here. So,
you said 26 now, right?
Yeah, 26 damage.
Oh, I'm out. So out.
Equinox has 8 armor. That's 16 damage.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. What did I say it was?
What was that?
The attack was 26.
26.
So it's 18 after your armor. You have 20 stamina. You're at 2.
No, I already took damage before.
Oh, how much?
I was down to 16 before this attack hit.
Okay. So you're at negative 2. You would have to make a constitution roll at 12. And with your outlast, you're rolling 12 plus 3 dice. So you don't have to roll anything yet.
Okay.
So, using flesh wound, I have 1 stamina.
Okay. Now, let me talk about where is Heliquin now.
Now, if I took a flesh wound, I'll be down to negative 10.
Okay, and what's your constitution?
10.
Okay, so you'd have to make a constitution roll against a 20 to stay and avoid death.
Of 20?
Uh-huh.
I'm guessing you don't have outlast?
Nope. So it would be a plus 10 plus 2 dice to try to get a 20.
Well,
you need the willpower to explode that roll.
Well, I only have one die left. I only have one willpower left.
Another option is you could... Could he spend one willpower to add one of his other talents to it? To the roll?
As long as it makes sense.
So if you have anything that's out of 10 that makes sense for keeping you on your feet, that would pretty much guarantee a roll.
Nah, I don't think bad jokes will help me.
Let's take a quick look at Heliquin.
I don't know. See, if you go with the bad jokes one, you can make a Dark Knight reference. Or a Holy Grail reference of the Dark Knight. Just a flesh wound.
Here I was thinking, this would be a good death. But not good enough.
That would be good as well. Though I don't really see Heliquin making that joke. But not good enough. Batman doesn't die in a car crash. What are you talking about?
The only thing I could hope I could pull out is if I were to use one of my tools as the boon to help me to take this and keep going.
Why don't you use your medical?
Oh, I mean to get back.
No, I mean you like spend one willpower.
All right.
And then your roll becomes a 16 plus 3 dice.
All right, that works.
As long as you roll at least 1-2, you live. Just don't roll 3 1s.
3 dice?
Uh-huh.
No, oh! Jesus Christ.
Squeak!
I saw the 2 1s, I'm like, oh my god.
And yes, you can use your medical to heal another one with an action.
Well, I'm going to have to at this rate.
And we're all barely standing.
You don't have to stand because he's just too damn dense to go down.
You know, the fight was going great, and then the dragon fought back.
Yeah, and then the dragon revealed itself. He was just toying with you guys before.
Yeah, I have a feeling that these characters are all going to have gravestones in a few minutes.
Okay.
Really?
Well, all right. If he does that shit again, yeah.
All right, I'm gonna have to pull out a tools thing in order to keep me going here.
No, no one's there. Everybody's fucked up now. Technique is at 1 stamina. You're at 2. Equinox is at -2. Heliquin is at -10.
I don't know if it would have an effect or anything.
That's right, but you guys are a team. Don't speak just to me, speak to everybody.
Ew.
Damn. Love you too, chick.
Seeing as I know a necromancer and I practice necromancy, I'm not very creative, so I can't think of anything to do, but if we do die, like, any suggestions on, like, something I can do before we die? So that maybe we don't actually die?
Right, so you could, like, shift the balance of your spirit, spend 2 willpower and heal everybody.
Like, 100%?
No, it wouldn't be 100%. It would be, like, you would heal everybody for 2. Or if you spent 3 willpower, you would heal everybody for 4.
That would just be prolonging the inevitable.
Aren't you like 100 something? Isn't that kind of what you've been doing?
I am still in my prime, thank you. Would anybody want that? Would anybody want me to try, even if it was just a slight increase? You know, so maybe you felt a little better as you were watching your body burn?
Hey. Oh. Every point counts.
Look, I have no family left for a pretty corpse.
Well, I know what I'm doing for my next action. So.
All right. Well, it is Technique's action.
All right. I'm going to land. This sort of makes sense, if I can explain it right.
Oh, something else that I'm going to point out now that the dragon has revealed itself. The soul gem is now burning a bright green energy. And Equinox, I'm going to give you a choice.
Dun, dun, dun.
you can either have a free plus 20 to 5 rolls, or everybody on the team can have a plus 10 to 5 rolls. Collectively, each person gets 5. It's all a matter of how you want to share the energy.
I can get a plus 20, or everybody else can get plus 5.
You can get 5 draws from the Soul Stone at plus 20.
Okay.
Or everybody, yourself included, can get 5 draws from the Soul Stone at plus 10.
At plus 10. Considering that we're all in really bad shape, I'll take the 5. Everyone draw a plus 10.
Yeah, technically, as you land, you see the Soul Stone glowing, and then you see his body start to glow with this aura, and everybody, including your own body, glow with the same aura. So, again, you have 5 plus 10s that you can use at any point during this fight. So now, what were you going to do?
Actually, this works. Stop that. Actually, this works in with the crazy idea I basically had of technique has basically been, I'm going to consider this push to the breaking point at this point, because holy shit. And she's going to tap into a power she never actually realized she had.
Okay.
She still
the
has a...
power of love!
Sort of, actually. Her mutation comes from her mother, and her mother was an incredibly powerful healer. And this energy is basically going to erupt out of her as she is pushed to the breaking point.
Okay.
Something she never knew she could do and will probably never be able to do again. And the reason this works out pretty well, and I'm going to blame it on the soul gem actually affecting her in this way, is her mother's power was green in color as well.
Okay.
Pure life energy.
Okay.
So pure green life energy floats out of her as I'm going to spend 3 willpower on to buy healing, boost healing, and then a area of effect so it hits all of us.
How much does everybody heal?
5.
Yay, I'm at 3. Positive. Yippee.
Well, negative 5 is better than nothing.
7, I'm halfway to my normal amount.
So I am going to point something out to you. When you tap into this energy, you realize that you are tapping into the part of you that comes from your mother. There is a realization that your powers are a combination of both your mother and your father.
Well, there's something she didn't know.
And I will say, so you kind of erupt with this like healing energy and then stagger back at this realization. So what are you doing now?
That is an excellent question. Well, fuck you, dragon. I guess I'll try shooting the dragon. I prefer my dragons of a cyborg nature.
Huh?
I prefer my dragons of a cyborg nature.
Because of the way you got through to it?
Alright, well, go for it.
Because then I can actually do stuff and it doesn't involve magic, because fuck you, magic. 30.
Well, actually, magic is about to. Unless we can find a way to beat this thing.
36. A wonderful roll.
More than enough now that he's taken his true form. How much damage does that do?
10.
And that was your repulsor blast?
Yeah.
You fire off the repulsor blast, it arcs back to strike you.
Oh, wonderful. Oh, there's 3 wounds I didn't need. Hey, finally, somebody gets knocked back by my repulsor blast. Crap, it's me.
Well, in fairness, you actually would have knocked him back and knocked him down if I hadn't taken an active defense when you first hit him as a normal person. Or as his old man form. So, Heliquin, you're up.
All right. Well, I don't know what more else I could do, to be honest. I could just keep shooting him. The last time I shot him, did it look like it did anything at all?
The bullets hit him, but that was when he was an old man.
All right. You know what?
Call me.
I'm going to call on my tools, Boone.
Uh-huh. Old man.
I don't know if that. I don't know if it'll help me, but let me explain how I'm gonna do what I'm trying to do.
Okay.
I am gonna pull out a picture of my children that I carry with me, and hope that their spirits will fill me with the strength I need in order to help me defeat them.
Are you part Asian?
Huh?
Is she part Asian?
No.
I didn't think so.
Did I make this happen?
But considering the fact that I already met one child in the last month...
Can I just give it to her?
I can believe it exists. I can believe it can happen. Plus, I'm dealing with a necromancer, for God's sakes. He talks to his kid all the time.
I'm sorry. Yeah, you're working with a necromancer. You're dealing with something that's far beyond a necromancer.
Oh, I understand that, but I'm just hoping for some strength for somewhere.
Alright. I will give you this.
Robert, Jeremy, Zoe, help me.
You can sacrifice this action, right?
Yeah.
Or sacrifice this turn. And on your next turn, I will give you your Death in the Family catalyst and one willpower. So you are going to pull out this picture that you keep in the Heliquin costume.
Yeah.
Realize that you are about to die and draw strength from that. But that's going to
be... I'll be with you soon. All right. I'll do that.
All right. So go ahead and give yourself a willpower. Copenhagen.
What am I doing?
Yes.
Shitting myself.
So do you want to try and heal people also?
Yeah, that
sounds like a good idea. Alright. So that would cost you 3 willpower. And you have... Oh wait, you only have 2.
Can you draw on the dark side of the force? You 3 force points there.
Yeah, unfortunately we're not lightsaber users, so we're in trouble still.
I could use a lightsaber right about now. I knew I should have built that laser sword.
Oh well.
Okay. Protecting children.
Which I consider people around the children.
Does that count? Not really. Damn it! Isn't one of them a kid?
Yes.
Technique is.
And she just killed everybody.
And I'd be like, even though I totally hate her, I'd be like, protect the young one!
If you want to take an action to take a hit for her, I will let you activate that catalyst and give it the power.
Ew!
But you have to actually protect the children to get the protect the children bonus.
I can't just think it. Just be like, gosh, I need to look out for this one. I should get shot.
I need to protect Technica. Oh, wait, shit, she's dead. I need to protect Heliquin. Okay, I'm going to stop trying to protect people that keep dying on me.
Well,
I'm not dead yet.
I'll do that. And I,
yes, he is.
I would like to... How much would it increase my Crimson Blast if I spent willpower to try and make it more powerful?
Well, here's the fun part.
Nothing.
You have... So if you spend one power to add your occult, mm-hmm. you also add your supernatural, mm-hmm. and that pushes your damage way up.
Let's do that.
Alright.
We do this thing.
So... Because you're actually rolling 5 dice for your occult modest.
Oh.
Really?
Does Julian have religion?
Huh?
Excuse me?
Does Julian have the religion talent?
Religion talent? Probably not.
Nope.
Nah, that's unfortunate.
14 and 1/6.
Alright. So that is a 55 to hit.
And he laughs.
Now a die.
So that hits. Now, remember, if you maintain it next turn, it goes up by 4. No, you don't have to spend any more willpower. You just have to spend your actions to maintain it, and the damage will go up by 4 every turn you maintain it.
So that's the occult blast that prepared for.
It's the same thing, but you have that continuous on either.
Okay.
The occult blast is just your souped up version.
Okay. Was anything added to it? Or would it, cause it would be considered a mountain?
What do you mean?
Like, because you said it goes up by 4.
Yeah.
Since I'd already done the phantom blast, is that added?
Oh, no, because you broke to put up the shield.
Fuck. Why are you going to be like that? Why are you going to be that GM?
why can't it be easy?
Because this is literally the last session of the campaign, and you are fighting the fallen son of Tugat, trained by another one.
And pissed at all three.
Equinox, it is your turn.
So that good roll, I barely got his attention.
Now remember, guys, you have 5 draws that'll give you a plus 10.
Yeah. I will...
Actually, you know what? Everybody
between
can
the three of us, or just... Or
each of us can get plus 10.
Yeah, so why don't we just go ahead and set our counters to 5? That way we can remember. It's on the dice roller below the roll clear button. So that's your 5. Thank you.
There it goes. 5. Alright. I will use my first one. I use the Burning Fist again. Use the plus 10, so I'm down 1.
Okay.
So that's 41 plus 3 dice. 41, 51, 52, 54.
The dragon moves with... It is like twice as fast as the old man.
Oh, shit.
But yet you managed to land this strike.
Oh, that's 11 more scratches on him.
All right, and for your second action?
Okay, this thing has basically not been... It doesn't look like we've even scratched this up to this point, right?
It is hard to tell because he has these molted gray scales and blood-red eyes that smoke with fire.
Okay, this does not help at all. Okay, now that plus 10 is for one action, or is it... Oh, I mean, it's per die roll or per turn?
It's per action.
Per action. Okay. Okay, I burn another one to hit him again.
Go for it.
Clear. Oh, shit. 41. 51.
All right, that hits. Okay.
I'm planning to use my last plus 10 when I get down to it.
Uh-huh.
To do his mega attack.
All right.
Oh, he's going to do his Kame.
Now, that was your 2 actions for this turn.
Right.
Okay. But you're holding on to your last plus 10. I got you.
Okay. Yeah.
You have...
I have three more.
Okay, cool. And I was like, you should have 3 left, not 1. Oh, all right, so Technika, you're up.
I don't like this thing.
Pretty sure it doesn't like me either. But you know,
all of us don't like it.
Has it actually taken any actions this round?
Yes, it reflected... it attempted to reflect Equinox's attack.
Only one of his attacks, or both?
Only one. It still has an action left.
How is that? Is that someone's phone vibrating?
No, that's him growling at the possibility of being hit by his own blast again.
Yeah. If I use a bypass armor...
Mm-hmm.
The follow-up attack, and they use an active defense to try and block the follow-up attack, do I immediately lose the effect of follow-up bypass armor?
I will say that if that attack lands, even though I use an active defense, you would get it on that one, but after that it would be gone.
Alright, in that case I will attempt to bypass armor. Forensics. What is my forensics? Alright, so 35 and 4 dice.
Remember, you got plus 10 you can use if you want.
Yeah, I was about to say, I'm going to use the plus 10. That's a 60.
A 60?
For my bypass.
Okay. All right, so that bypasses armor.
Okay. And I'll use my second action to unload. Because fuck this guy. I'm going to use 1 willpower to add boost devastation.
Uh-huh.
And another one. No, I'll save the second. My second to last one. 64.
That beats his 53, but he did take an active defense. All so, right. How much damage did you do?
11, 12. 16 wounds against half his armor.
Alright. So, he takes some severe damage from that. Tell me what that looks like.
Bring up both my hands. Concentrate the two repulsor blasts in close, and then do a Kamehameha wave at his fucking face.
So your repulsor energy swirls with the mystic energies around you as it blasts out.
Nice. And that burned two of my five uses.
And some willpower, it seems.
Yeah, and only one willpower.
As long as I can whittle you guys down. All right, Teliquin, you get your catalyst this turn. What are you going to do with it?
Well, you know what? I'm desperate to do some damage to this thing. I got to do something with this. I got to try to... I'm thinking that penetrating armor thing probably might help. Let me ask you guys, because I could do the insane gun pickoff, which gives me heavy blow, and I'm trying to think whether to try to use that willpower that I have on something else. I don't know what.
I don't understand the question.
I don't know what the hell to do.
If you're going to use the heavy blow, you might want to use the willpower on like explosive dice and then burn a lot and hope the roll carries you through, but then you're gambling at that point.
I'm gambling anyway.
How many dice will you be rolling?
Three. Okay, this as it stands right now, normally I have a 24. I'm using that plus 10 because I gotta offset the penalty from the heavy blow gives me. So I'll be at 34 with three dice. Excuse me, 44 with three dice. Because I still got I still have the boon for the intimidation factor.
That's four dice.
That's four dice. Excuse me.
If you're at 44 with four dice,
you should be able to break his master's armor.
34 with four dice, right? Plus.
Depends on how many points you're converting.
Okay, I'm at 40 with my catalyst in there.
I would say you're safe if you go with just 10. You're probably still likely going to hit, because I don't think he's got any other active defenses unless he does a surprise action, which he's probably an asshole and will.
So what are you suggesting again?
You're probably safe to trade 10 attack for the plus 3 wounds. You'll probably still hit him. If you want to go any more than that, though, you're definitely going to want to use the willpower. Do you have gambling?
Actually, yes, I do.
Because that'll also add to the wounds.
Okay, you know what? Let me go for broke. I gotta do something that's going to open shit up for Equinox. So if I do the insane gun pickoff, you're saying explode the dice, and then...
Right, if you're going to explode the dice, trade 20 wounds for what, plus 6? Or 20 attack for plus 6 stamina, and just pray that you roll well.
Okay, so let me just point out some stuff real quick.
All right.
Right now you have your catalyst added in.
Yeah, so with that... Okay.
Hold on.
Go ahead.
Your base roll for the gun pickoff is 40 plus 5 dice. Okay?
All right.
And the damage on it is 19.
Now, as a matter of if I want to go for broke and try to get more
damage. If you add in heavy blow...
Well, insane gun pickoff already has heavy blow in it. Anyway, let me just roll my 4 dice and see what happens.
5 dice.
5 dice.
You don't want to use that plus 10?
Oh, I'm already using the plus 10.
Okay.
That would bring you up to a 50.
Yeah, I think you said that.
Yeah. If you add in the plus 10 from Equinox's Soul Gem, you'll be rolling at a 50 plus 5 dice.
All right.
At which point I'd convert even more to damage.
You know what? Let me do another 5.
It's 10 or nothing.
I'll do another 10 then. So right, bring down the 40 plus 5 dice.
All right, so that goes from 19 to 23 damage if you hit. All
right.
40 plus 5 dice, go for it.
Big numbers, let's go. Shit. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I got a straight. Alright, anyway, that's 15, that's 55. But I didn't get any sixes out of it.
Damn those sixes, they never show up when you need them.
They don't show up when you want them.
You fire off this shot, it cuts through the air, and just millimeters away from its eye, it disappears.
Oh, shit.
Where does it hit you?
Where does it hit me? Lord. Just away from his eye?
Uh-huh.
And where does it hit me?
You're going to be taking 24 damage.
Let's see.
Holy shit.
Oh, Lord. Shit, I guess it's going to be a gut shot. Except, can I pull off a miracle here with one of my tools?
Do you have an action left?
Yeah.
So, sure, what do you want to do?
I was hoping to pull off the fact that I actually went ahead and put on some plate. It hit something of mine inside my freaking clothes that might have deflected the bullet a little bit.
Okay.
Or maybe even pulling like a Clint Eastwood with the. Nah, that's too corny.
We will say that it hits a set of brass knuckles with little smiley faces on the knuckles. And we'll reduce the damage by 12. That's your use of tools. So it takes full damage.
So how much again?
12.
Alright, so I'm at negative 17 now.
Well, you subtract your armor first.
Oh, let me add that back. Now, let's see. Armor. A whole weapon 4. So I'm at 13. So I'm just back at where I was before this whole shindig started, basically.
And it's your choice to stay conscious and make a death roll or be knocked out.
No, that is not
really. Keeping in mind, if you decide to go for it and you fail your death roll, you get one more action and then you die.
Love it.
So you can go out in a blaze of glory.
I mean, if you want to try and be tough, you've got that one willpower back to spend it on, like, medical again and try and beat a 23 with your roll of...
You know what? I'll do it. I'm going to go ahead and make my medical... I'll go ahead and make my... Let me see if I can make the death roll so I can try to save myself.
All right. You are rolling 14 plus 3 dice again. Oh, I'm sorry. 16 and 3 dice against a... 23.
16 and 3 dice against 23.
Uh huh.
That means I gotta roll 6 on 3 dice, at least. That means 7 on 3 dice.
I'm not sure I can watch this.
Oh, I like the odds. But I could actually just fix the roll and go ahead and use one of those 10s that I get from Julian.
I would accept that.
Actually, if you want to use that instead of the willpower.
Yeah,
And he'd still have to roll 2 dice and get a 3 or higher.
So 2 dice with the one use, and I have to roll more than a 3 on 2 dice.
Uh-huh.
I like those odds a lot better. Let me do it. I'll save the willpower. I might need it. Oh, definitely. Look at that shit.
Now the sixes show up.
You ain't dead yet. You want to maintain your blast and increase the damage by 4? So Copenhagen is just laying on like the ghost energy, and you can
show you old school.
I will also add in that shards of spirits that were ejected from his breath are latching on to this soul blast, almost as if like in their destruction they still want revenge against this dragon.
Okay.
Like souls are like rising up from the ground and like joining into your blast.
Please. Because I haven't used it, I'm going to use the same shit if that's possible.
You don't need to.
If it's there, I'll use it.
You can give it to your daughter or your spirits.
But then I only had the one action in my hand. I couldn't attack it or do anything else.
You can't, but your spirits and your daughter can select actions.
I forgot about that.
That is, in fact, what makes Copenhagen a badass.
Suddenly, you need to take a punch.
Okay, you can't actually hit Mike through my monitor. Please do not do that. So the ghosts are meddling.
I know what the ghost can do. I just can't remember what Ophelia can do.
Ophelia, she has her ectoplasmic blast, which is defended by Psyche. She can meddle also, which doesn't require a roll. Or she can trap. Like, coat him in ectoplasm.
Yeah.
Although, sure. I will point out that that probably wouldn't hold against him. So, you're probably best off with an attack.
Fine.
Alright. So, go ahead and roll the three dice. It's normally 12, but it's now 22. On three dice, you got a 5.
Yeah.
If you were Heliquin, you would have been dead. Alright. So, let's see what his mental defense is. Ophelia comes floating out of the ether and screaming, "Don't hurt my daddy!" And just flies through the dragon, leaving this trail of ectoplasm. All right, Equinox, it is your turn. All
right.
You wish your family loved you as much as mine does.
Say that to Helicon.
Well, keep trying to whittle him down. Another burning fist attack. And use another plus 10. D4.
So that is a partial. Do you want to do half damage?
No.
Open yourself up to being hit. Take a penalty to your next turn. Or set off an environmental effect.
You mean like a water main break?
Well, you kind of are in this temporal stasis thing.
Which is gonna do anything anyway. Alright, I guess I'll go for half damage. I don't want anything coming back at me right now.
So what's your damage?
11 divided by 2. It goes to five or 6.
6. Okay. Just good. Come. Try harder.
Actually, I'm saving my second act, saving for defense, just in case he blows that death thing again.
Technika, what are you doing?
I'm going to use my last willpower to repeat my last turn, using forensics to add to my bypass armor a second time. Bypass armor rolls a 62.
That bypasses armor.
And a 56 for the attack itself.
That hits.
Yay. Burning through my my counter here, but...
What's the damage on it?
That's not as good. 14. And I'm pretty much out of tricks at this point.
Heliquin, you ain't dead yet. What are you doing?
Well, I'm hoping to try to distract them a little bit. Maybe do something to help the others out at this stage. So basically, you know, with me still holding my gut, I was like... So hey, Mr. Dragon, when you go to blow the birthday candles off your birthday cake, do they stay lit?
Huh?
Okay, so confuse the dragon. Okay, exactly. That's a distraction.
That's a distraction.
And for your second action,
I'm gonna keep that in reserve in case I gotta get the fuck out of there.
Well, that's you're in the closing out the turn.
Well, he didn't attack me yet, did he, right?
No.
Oh, fuck it. Let me give it a shot. Is there a way I could go ahead and try to be sneaky about how I attack so that he's not paying attention to me? So I can hit him when he's not aware of me? Maybe I should go to stealth.
You want to try and hide from him?
Well, I want to be able to attack out of surprise. I can't do it if he knows.
Yeah, so go ahead and make a stealth roll.
It may not be as good as... What's his name? I'll give it a college try. 15 plus 9, 24. Oh, I didn't roll for the distraction though.
You don't roll for distraction. It just happens.
Ah.
Next turn, Copenhagen.
All right.
You are going to continue to lay on your blast?
Yes.
All right. I am going to actively defend to get the hell out of the way of that because that's starting to really hurt. So what are you going to do for your second action?
So it's not necessary to add the plus...
Well, now you can... So now you need to hit him again, and now you can add the plus 10 to your attack. Okay. Are you going to give her a plus 10? All right, so go ahead and roll for your daughter. Three dice.
That should be five again. Nine, 6.
All right, and then for your action? And are you spending a charge on yourself? So your attack is 38. The blast comes in and kind of snorts and it's shot back at you.
Shit! I forgot that can happen, even though we literally just talked about that.
So that's 4 damage.
I'm dead.
You have 1 armor, so -3. So you are at 5 stamina. Remember, Technica healed you.
Thanks, pal.
So, Equinox, what are you doing?
Here we go again. Burning fist attack. I mean, that's the second biggest attack he can throw. But the top one needs willpower to power it. You know what? Wait a second. I think I'll use that willpower attack now. I may not live long enough to throw it if I don't.
It's kind of why I'm burning through all my willpower. It's like, fuck it, I'm almost dead anyways.
I shouldn't be dead in all likelihood already.
At this point, it's a miracle that Heliquin's alive. She's got blood streaming from her face. Her entire lower chest and legs are coated in blood.
Just a flesh wound.
62, 64.
Okay.
And I have no more willpower, which really sucks.
That hit.
And that was 15 wounds, I believe. Let me double check. Yes, 15 wounds.
You land a powerful blow on the dragon. What does it look like?
It's a guided burning fist attack, so it kind of does look like that. What was that Goku strike that gathered energy from around the planet thing? It takes forever.
Spirit bomb.
Spirit bomb. Yeah, this big old energy ball.
That's why I call it Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah, you're not the only one.
So, in other words, we're going to have to spend the next 2 weeks watching you charge this thing.
I know. He's accelerated version.
So you come back. Boom.
Hold a second action for a dodge. For active defense.
Technica?
Did he actively defended against my last attack, right?
Yes, he did.
Alright. Well, dick. I have 1 counter left. I still have access to my hidden weapon.
Yes, you do.
I don't actually remember what the options are for those.
So basically, it's like a free power trick.
Oh, no, it's a giant fucking dragon. That's not going to really help much. I don't know what to do. I don't like this thing. Technique is not happy.
Well, if you're not happy, you can blame Julian this time.
I'm still going to somehow say it's Copenhagen's fault. Since Copenhagen helped. I'm scared to shoot it because if it reflects it back at me, I'm boned. I can survive my own shock darts better than I can survive my repulsor blaster, so I'll just start pegging them with shock darts. 42.
That hits.
6 wounds defended by quickness.
And your second action?
41.
Have I used my second action yet?
I don't know.
I don't think I have. But you are annoying him with those shock darts. That would be a shock dart for you, sir.
Oh, it's a good thing I didn't roll a 6 on this one, then.
So he reflected?
Yes.
Yay, I lose no armor. I only take 1.
So, Heliquin, you are hidden.
Okay. I could just come up from behind him and shoot him in the ass. I wanted to try to pull off some kind of critical attack from a surprise point of view. I'm just not sure how I want to do it. I mean, if it was as easy as just putting a gun in his bum hole and going and pulling the trigger, it would be easy. But I'm out of ideas at this point. The only thing I could do at this point is just to try to go point blank on his ass. I mean, like right there, and just pull and put a cap on it.
So you're going to sneak up on the cigarette cutter and just shoot it?
I have much of a choice in the matter. It's about I'm gonna have to, since I have to pull off all the stops at this point. I still got plenty of benefits. I mean, let me get. Okay, I had the one willpower, so I could get the exploding dice or whatever.
Yeah.
Double the dice or whatever.
Yeah, it's exploding dice. It's double the roll.
So let me use one more in the counter so I can get a little extra benefit from that. Was actually, I want to do more damage. It's not the fact that I don't know if that's going to help me any.
Well, since you're using exploding and you're using a counter, you could just burn the counter to do a heavy blow for free. And that would give you an extra 4 wounds.
That would give me 17 wounds. And I'll use my regular Gunkata skill with whatever my normal bonuses are at this point. Plus 10 for my intimidation. So 40 plus the 3, and I have 1-6 in there. So that's 51.
All right, and how much damage does it do?
70.
All right, and your second action?
I don't stand a chance in hell of freaking dodging anything he throws at me. So basically, in an effort to distract him again, I will go ahead and say, okay, I know what this is all about. Yes, I'll go ahead and have sex with you.
Okay, and is that your wit?
No, I already used my wit already, so that would be distraction, regular distraction.
Okay.
Which is 10.
What's your wit at?
Huh?
What's your wit at?
The wit's also at 10.
To hell with it. I'm going to spend the last of his willpower to eat you, because, well, you've annoyed him.
Oh, Jesus.
All right, hang on, let me look at this. Oh, fudge.
Now, he's at a minus 10 because you are witty or distracting. So that is a 37 to hit.
I'm at 35.
Uh-huh.
I think it's time for that perception use. Yeah.
Perception. It's always there to carry you through at the last moment.
It saved me. Yay.
It saved you again.
I can't count the number of times one of us has been saved from absolute ass fuck-uppery by perception.
His bite shreds the ground as you roll out of the way in just the last second. Copenhagen, it's your turn.
Oh, God.
I'm just going to keep going along here.
Well, you know what? The attack to me means he doesn't attack somebody else, which is good.
Alright. So you're going to spend a willpower for the occult blast. Roll your 5 dice. And 2 6s with that?
Yes.
Alright. He will try and reflect that because that's a 59 to hit and would do 12 damage.
Don't forget, you got distracted.
And so that does hit.
Damn it. So much for distracting him.
No.
No, it hit him.
It hit him.
Oh, my bad.
Equinox, you're up.
3 dice plus 10. So that's 31, 41, 51, 56. 57, I mean.
That hits. And be thankful for being distracted.
11 wounds.
The dragon is not looking well. Like, you can see spirits escaping between the cracks in its scales at this point.
All right.
Wait, slowly but surely we are wearing this thing down.
All right, so Equinox, what's your second action?
Holding, because I need to dodge that bite attack.
Okay. All right, Tamika, you're up.
I'll burn my hidden weapon to do a little bit of meddling.
Okay.
So, reaching into my belt, I will pull out a small sonic device, which I will then throw at its head.
Okay. All right. And so what's your power at, 12?
My primary power is at 15.
15? All right, so that's another minus 7 for him.
And then I will fire off a shock dart.
All right, go for it.
40.
That is a partial. Do you want to do half damage? Open yourself up to attack? Set off an environmental danger, or take damage.
I want to get all the damage in, so I'll open myself up to attack.
Okay.
Let's yellow this bitch.
All right, so you fire up a shock dart. It swipes it from its neck.
Gross.
And then lunges at you. And that is a 38 to hit.
Damn, I was hoping my meddling would protect me. Wait, I have perception.
Wait, what's the meddling? No, sorry, 31 to hit.
Yes, my perception is just high enough to protect me. 35!
Heliquin.
Oh, Lord.
I'm sweating here.
Well, now he tried to bite somebody else. Can I shoot him in the neck?
Sure.
He does currently have until my next action. He's at -7, an additional -7, so yep. He should be a little easier to hit.
Yeah, well, I'll try to put him in the neck.
-12 right now.
Nice.
Okay, well.
Yeah, you're down to your last charge.
Yeah. Oh, crap, I forgot I still have one of those.
Well, I got two left, but I'm saving one of those for the next time I get hit.
Is that 71?
You're at 71? Holy shit.
Wait a minute. 31 plus 10 is 41.
Yeah.
41 plus 54. That's 55, sorry.
All right, so that is definitely going to hit.
Okay, 11 more wounds.
There is a break that happens along his flank where you strike, and you hear these screams of souls as they escape.
Okay.
Heliquin?
Go big or go home.
All right. Frack it. I just go, because I can't think of anything else at this point. I want to go ahead, jump on his head, and hold on to it with my first action. And then the second action, I'll go ahead and I'll shoot it while I'm holding on to him with any luck.
All right. So make a regular attack roll for your first action.
Regular attack roll. What's a regular attack roll for me? Oh, I'm asking, what's a regular attack roll for me? I don't know.
Your favorite attack.
The favorite attack? Okay, so that's 29.
Okay.
Plus, I still have to get the boon for the intimidation. That's 39. Plus 6 is 39, 49, 55.
All right, you managed to get onto this thing's back.
Woohoo! Ride him, cowboy! And then I pop him in the head. Well, it's the same roll. It's the same roll, so I just had to hit it again. So 10, 12, plus 39. 12 plus 39.
40, 51. All right, so that hits.
So that's 13.
All right, so you fire at the back of his head, and again, like, souls seem to start escaping from where the bullet hole hits. And so it is Copenhagen's turn.
Maintain.
All right.
How's everybody else doing?
Everybody's fucked up and on their lessons.
Yeah, and I'm currently riding the dragon.
Thing where I give them, what is it, 2...
You're down to your last willpower.
So I can't?
No. You could heal one person.
Who's the worst one?
Heliquin.
Heliquin has been fucked up royally in this fight.
Heliquin, you... Copenhagen is, like, channeling his spiritual energies and just tearing through the dragon at this point, and he, like, pulls one hand aside and blast you with it, wicks away the pain from your body. You heal 2.
Because I don't like you that much.
Equinox, do something cool.
Where is the dragon's head at this point?
Floating in the air with the rest of its body.
What I wanted to try to do was try to like grab its jaw,
uh-huh. And
the last action, rip its jaw off.
Go ahead and try.
Can I do something to assist using action to use my education to give him a suggestion as to how the right angle to rip a jaw off of a lizard would be?
Absolutely. So what's your education?
10.
All right, that's a +5 to your roll.
Will it also give him an extra die?
Yep.
That's an extra die, too.
Nice.
Okay, so I got 20 plus 4 dice. Plus,
well, you have
plus 10, the final plus 10. So that'd be 30 plus 4 dice.
Well, you started a 31.
Oh, with the, I'm reading the wrong one. That's the secondary attack. 31, okay.
So 36 with the education, 4 dice. Clear. If you're adding in your plus 10, that makes it a 51. Or, I'm sorry, that makes it a 46.
I'll save the plus 10 for the actual ripping attack, the ripping part.
Oh, no.
It's all one attack.
This is just one attack.
Oh, okay. Cool. So I use the last one there. So that's.
You want to go big, make it damage? Yeah.
Oh, sure. That's even better. What is it, explosive dice?
No. The plus 10 becomes 3 extra damage.
Oh, okay.
Cool. Can I gift him my last counter?
Sure.
I will give him the last of my energy. My last of my green energy.
So that's 36, 46, and then you're going to do 16 ones if you hit.
So it's 46 with 4 dice, right?
Uh-huh.
Ooh, love the fives. That's 61, 64.
I don't think it's going to happen, but I'm going to try. So you lunge at the dragon, grab its jaw, and twist with your entire body, and this seam of souls just tears open, and it screams in pain as the dragon is being torn open by the various souls escaping from its body and all the wounds that you and the rest of the work in progress have inflicted. It escapes to the one place he knows it will be safe. It enters the soul stone. Unfortunately, that is a trap, because every master that's ever defeated him resides in the soul stone.
Nice.
You can hear the dragon howl by this betrayal, because he knows that the soul stone was created by Inma's tears.
So it can't escape.
He just got punked royally.
Wow.
And you are standing in front of Michael Phage as an energy blast comes down.
Oh, shit.
Well, that's not good.
You guys tell me how things go down, because we are at the epilogue stage. So you tell me what happens after this point.
Well, I'm probably not standing where that blast was coming down originally, so I don't have to worry about his blast. Was there another blast coming down?
No.
Okay.
Yeah. And you guys can just narrate, like, it doesn't even have to, like, we just assume that you've won this fight, because Bioshin tried to steal your soul before your greatest moment.
After fighting that dragon, everything else is just clean up. Just mop up everybody else.
You know, messed up. I was about to sing a song into the dragon's ear, too.
Well, here's one question. Is the stone still attached to my chest, or?
Yeah.
Okay, just making sure. It was like, after what we just went through, you're child play. Go home.
I think there should be like a moment of like everyone, including Michael Phage, just like, what, weren't you just over there?
He's like, because of his like magical connections, he's strangely aware of what's happened.
And in his hesitation, he starts beating.
Look, he has the glow.
You say, you don't know what just happened. You should go home. He's like, okay. Like, he realizes what you've been through, and he can see the serpent trapped within the soul stone now.
It's like, you know, maybe tomorrow.
That can't be our greatest moment. That's like a really sad moment.
Collapsing the walls of reality. That was the fight that you were in before the dragon showed up.
Anyway, just for shits and giggles, I'm going to light some sparklers that I have in the back just so I can put it behind him around his head so it looks like he has the glow.
I imagine as Heliquin's holding those up, all of a sudden she just kind of falls over. And
she lights them.
Guys, am I holding me up? I think I'm going to fall.
The gut wound that she has, and collapses.
just a bit of epiloguing here. Richard Glass III and the father end up sentenced to 7 years and life in prison, respectively. Michael Fage moves on to his next plan to resurrect his deceased fiance, leaving Central City. Eventually, Diamondback joins the local heroes, realizing that he was manipulated by Glamour Girl, and becomes a strong advocate for metahumans in Central City. Technica and her dad have a very uncomfortable conversation, where she learns that her powers are really a combination of his abilities and her mother's. He had the ability to communicate with machines, but that's really not good in a fight. Her ability to heal, somehow with his ability to speak machines, is what became her technopathic abilities to create and build new things. He also tells her about a school.
And honestly, after the fight with the dragon, Technica is about ready to just quit. Like, you know, I'm fucking tired of this. I just fought a dragon and almost died.
All right.
Again. You
know. So who else is left in this epilogue here?
Well, we haven't talked about what happened to Copenhagen. We haven't talked about what happened to Equinox. So what happens to Copenhagen and Australia? Okay.
If I may make a suggestion, Copenhagen becomes a villain because he finds out a way to resurrect his daughter into a new human form and goes on a killing spree trying to collect the necessary body parts to make a Frankenstein-type creation.
Like, that would be difficult for her. Glamour Girl.
Yeah.
What, does he already have the body of her daughter of his daughter inside the bookshop at the basement where no one goes to?
Creepy.
Something about her body in the basement.
No, I would say that Copenhagen goes about still trying to track down Glamour Girl to seek his revenge.
So Copenhagen takes a trip to Romania.
Learns that his necromantic powers gives him really good control over vampires.
I was
going to
say, a lot of people confuse him for a Dracula.
He's some kind of Dracula? So what happens to Equinox after this event?
Well, I'm assuming I don't really have to actually do the chauffeuring thing, because she left the country, so...
Oh, no, you held on to that.
Okay, well, I guess Equinox and Copenhagen go to Romania.
Hey, why not? I beat a dragon, what's the vampire going to do to me?
You mean Vlad Dracul? You know what that Dracul stands for, right?
Yeah, I was about to say, think of, like, you know, Draco.
Good grief. Am I cursed forever with dragons? Don't answer that question, please don't. Please don't answer that question.
How do you guys feel about the climax here? It was
fine. We still got to deal with Heliquin. Heliquin's probably going to sell the house and...
Well, you already told Technica to make a new identity for you.
Yeah, Technica gives her a new identity, and we know that her father-in-law goes to jail. So what does she do with her new identity?
Yep. I even wash your money and give it to you to a brand new account.
Now she's going to stay Heliquin full-time.
You can become the leader of the heroes that works with Diamondback.
You
can
come to Romania with us.
Romania or fight alongside Diamondback?
Oh, if I'm going to go to vampire country, I need better guns.
Exactly.
What you do is you go blade style. Get a shotgun that fires silver stakes.
Or you can
silver stake, UV rounds, whatever the hell. I got ways of getting ammunition.
So you can go underworld style, yeah, with UV rays, or you can have little bullets with vials of holy water.
You know, the sad thing is, this actually sounds like an awesome campaign, too.
You are welcome.
Hey, to be continued, right?
Let me ask...
Hey, poor sidekick.
Was everybody happy with how the game turned out?
I thought it was fun.
Yeah,
that was a hell of an epic fight. I honestly didn't think we were going to win after the friggin' death fog that nearly took us all down in one hit.
I was severely worried that you would not pick up on the soul stone could be refilled, and if you had missed that...
Yeah, those plus 10s helped a lot.
All right.
I love the fact that at the very end, Technica still helped Equinox deal the last blow. Still there helping you out.
Hey, I was riding the dragon.
And so in the next campaign, we'll have to deal with Heliquin's heroin addiction.
Heroin addiction or heroin addiction?
So I know that you've... So with Technica, what did you think of the liberties I took with your dad?
Well, that's just creepy.
Was it?
That came out.
It took me a second.
Phrasing. Yes. Okay, I got busted on phrasing. I took liberties with your father.
Calm down there, Brian. No, actually, I thought that was pretty cool. And it actually explains a lot about what was going on.
Yeah, like, basically from the pawn shop robbery on, your dad has been screwing with you to make you a better hero.
Too bad she's too arrogant and headstrong.
Yeah, and I've just been ramping it up. And then when you left the note to go to Utah, you know, that's when he's just like, all right, look, this is about as blunt as I can be. You need to be more observant and prepared. So, like, with the Utah adventure, if you had done, like, research into, like, his shipping manifest and stuff, I would have been able to give you information. Like, you would have a better idea of what Cure was going to look like. And that's kind of, like, the whole thing. Like, you know, he wants you to succeed as a hero. And so he's just been trying to push you to be the best that you can. In the ways that he thinks that he could get away with it because of how headstrong she is.
Oh.
I hope he does that. All right, guys. I'm going to call it a night because, well, it's 1 a.m.
Ran a little late, but that's what you get when you fight a giant fuck-off dragon.
a campaign-ending battle.
Yeah. Definitely ending with a bang.
I have no use for this overlay anymore.
Oh, you can always recycle the character somewhere else.
Oh, I didn't say I have. I just didn't go anywhere with it.
Well, one day in the future, we might travel to Romania.
Yeah, so now I gotta go ahead and make up holy water bullets.
That would be
possibly a warmer outfit.
I'm sure.
And then I gotta outfit Pop with some silver spikes.
I'm sure you don't know any inventors who could make you, you know, irradiated bullets or anything like that.
Oh, you mean like my R&D department that I've been funneling ammunition from for the last few years?
Now you're rich. You're not that rich.
What?
All right. I'm gonna stop recording.
I don't use that much ammo.